This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
New kamikaze drone strikes target civilians.
We heard several explosions in Kyiv.
Early voting underway.
The Republicans have a turnout advantage.
Over-the-counter hearing aids arrive.
This news is so big for so many people.
Good morning. I'm Deborah Rodriguez with the CBS World News Roundup. Another week in Kyiv begins with a new round of Russian attacks. Kamikaze drones have ripped apart busy neighborhoods in the capital today, setting buildings on fire, sending people running for their lives. Correspondent Holly Williams reports from neighboring Moldova.
For the second time this month, city streets in the center of Ukraine's capital have been pummeled. Russia's repeatedly denied targeting civilians, but this neighborhood is jam-packed with apartment buildings, schools, and restaurants. Ukraine says the Russians used so-called suicide drones, which explode on impact, causing devastation. The U.S. says Iran has agreed to sell several hundred of them to Moscow. Today's attack comes after Russia claimed over the weekend that Ukraine shelled the city of Belgorod, just over the border, with civilians wounded. Ukraine's president, Volodymyr Zelensky, claimed last night that Russia has deployed 2,000 former prisoners to fight there, calling it state-sponsored terror.
Here in the U.S., the midterm elections are fast approaching. Our CBS News battleground tracker shows Republicans are holding on to an advantage to control the House of Representatives. Part of the reason, Director of Elections and Surveys Anthony Salvanto expects many Americans under 30 to sit this one out.
They're not as engaged with politics. They're feeling like the economy's not working for them. So they're kind of standing back and not getting as involved. But older people are. That's a big difference because the younger people are part of the Democratic base. They don't show up. Hurts Democrats' chances.
Voters go to the polls in Georgia today, where the abortion issue has taken center stage in a key Senate race between Democratic incumbent Raphael Warnock and former NFL great Republican Herschel Walker. Correspondent Nicole Killian is in Atlanta.
Tailgaters at UGA are divided as early voting kicks off.
Raphael Warnock is who we need in the Senate right now.
Herschel Walker has a good heart. We believe in a lot of similar things.
We visited the campus where the Heisman Trophy winner made his name to the field that bears it in his hometown of Wrightsville.
And we're proud that he will be representative of small town America.
Near Warnock's childhood home in Savannah, voters are looking his way, like Tammy Jenkins, who went to high school with him.
He was always smart. I think he's been doing a pretty good job.
Warnock and Walker faced off Friday night in what's expected to be their only debate of the race. The death toll from a fire that started Saturday at a prison in Iran is up to 8. At least 2 of the victims are Americans. CBS's Rami Innocencio has details from the foreign desk.
Smoke billowed over Iran's infamous Evin prison from a massive fire that ripped through the facility holding political prisoners and dual nationals. Gunshots echoed, projectiles were launched into the air. Just outside, anti-government protesters called for the death of Iran's supreme leader. There are conflicting narratives about how this fire started.
Tehran claims the flames broke out during a fight among inmates in a sewing workshop and spread to wards that hold women and political prisoners. Human rights observers believe the prison officials may have instigated the violence by throwing tear gas. Protests continue across Iran after the death of a 22-year-old woman in the custody of the country's morality police. And Kanye West hopes to get his message out over a new platform. The rapper, who goes by the name Ye now, says he's acquiring the conservative social media site Parler, which was swept up in controversy over the role it played in the January 6th riots.
Sound the gifting panic alarm. We've all been there. You need to find the perfect gift. You have absolutely zero ideas, and you don't know where to start. Relax. Now you can use Gift Mode on Etsy. Gift Mode takes the stress out of gifting, so you can find the perfect item for anyone and any occasion. Just answer a few short questions about who you're shopping for and what they like, and Gift Mode gives you curated gift ideas based on hundreds of personas. Imagine pages of artisan espresso mugs for the coffee connoisseur in your life. Or for the pickleballer, customized paddle covers in every shade imaginable. Etsy's got you covered. Need to find the perfect gift? Don't panic. Try Gift Mode on Etsy now.
China's President Xi Jinping is set to extend his authoritarian rule by claiming a third groundbreaking term as president at the end of this week's Communist Party Congress. Correspondent Liz Palmer is in China.
Xi Jinping took the stage in Beijing's Great Hall of the People to an ovation from more than 2,000 Communist Party delegates. His two-hour-long opening speech signaled no major changes, including to the heavy-handed zero-COVID policy. It is, he said, a people's war to protect health. If anyone here disagreed, they'd never dare show it.
A relief for people who live and work in Stockton, California. After a two-week manhunt, police say they've arrested a man suspected of ambushing and killing five men there since July. They believe he was about to kill again.
A lot of people are going to be safer, feel a lot safer.
That was scary, very scary. But I'm glad he's been caught.
Police say they took Wesley Brownlee into custody as he was driving around with a gun, dressed in black, with a mask around his neck. Same thing a suspect was seen wearing on surveillance video. Beginning today, millions of Americans will be able to pick up hearing aids at the pharmacy without a prescription, at a lower cost. Dustin Feldman paid $6,000 for the pair he wears now. Walgreens will sell them for $7.99.
People will buy those hearing aids with pride and excitement, not the, oh, I have to buy that. No, I get to buy that. I get to do these things.
Anyone over 18 with mild to moderate hearing loss will be eligible. The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation is committing $1.2 billion to help end polio worldwide. Bill Gates says they'll target Pakistan and Afghanistan, the last two endemic nations.
Polio is a stark illustration of health inequity. There is something incredibly unjust about kids facing a disease that has been nearly wiped out in every part of the world except in their country.
Some of the money will be used to stop outbreaks of new variants of the virus. BTS has just made the announcement to stock investors. The K-pop band's oldest member, Jin, who turns 30 in December, will stop delaying his mandatory enlistment and prepare to report for military duty later this month. The group's management says BTS is looking forward to reconvening as a group again around 2025.
Have you ever covered a carpet stain with a rug? Ignored a leaky faucet? Pretended your half-painted living room is supposed to look like that? Well, you're not alone. We've all got unfinished home projects. But there's an easier way. When you download Thumbtack, it's easier to care for your home from top to bottom. Pull out your phone and in just a few steps, you can search, chat, and book highly rated pros right in your neighborhood. Plus, you'll know what to tackle next, because Thumbtack is the app that shows you what to do, who to hire, and when. So say goodbye to all those unfinished home projects and say hello to caring for your home the easier way. Download Thumbtack and start a project today.
Volunteers needed at the polls, and organizers are reaching out to vets
to fill the gap.
An estimated shortage of 130,000 poll workers ahead of the midterms has sparked a national campaign to recruit veterans and military family members for the job.
We're trying to figure out a good way to get veterans engaged in positive civic engagement.
Leading the recruitment campaign, We the Veterans, board member Joe Plansler.
Veterans are really keenly attuned to following rules and regulations, which is super important for safety and security of our election.
Stephen Kaufman, CBS News.
A slasher sequel scares up business at the box office.
Hello.
Halloween Ends, the final showdown between Laurie Strode and Michael Myers, brought in $41.3 million. That makes it the first movie to open higher than $40 million since Nope in July. Another horror movie, Smile, came in second. And that's the World News Roundup. I'm Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Nancy's love story could have been ripped right out of the pages of one of her own novels.
She was a romance mystery writer who happens to be married to a chef.
But this story didn't end with a happily ever after.
When I stepped into the kitchen, I could see that Chef Brophy was on the ground, and I heard somebody say, call 911.
As writers, we'd written our share of murder mysteries. So when suspicion turned to Dan's wife, Nancy, we weren't that surprised.
The first person they look at would be the spouse.
We understand that's usually the way they do it.
But we began to wonder, had Nancy gotten so wrapped up in her own novels?
There are murders in all of the books.
That she was playing them out in real life? You can listen to Happily Never After, Dan and Nancy, early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
It was the biggest scandal in pop music. The stars of Milli Vanilli, the Grammy-winning multi-platinum R&B phenomenon, were exposed as frauds, but none of this was their idea. So whose idea was it? Enter German music producer Frank Farian. He saw the success of acts like Michael Jackson and Prince, and he wanted in, no matter the cost. So he devised the perfect pop heist. Two once-in-a-lifetime talents who were charismatic, full of sex appeal, and phenomenal dancers. The only problem? They couldn't sing. But Frank knew just how to fix that. Wondery's new podcast, Blame It on the Fame, dives into one of pop music's greatest controversies and takes a never-before-heard look at the exploitation of two young Black artists. Milli Vanilli set the world on fire, but when the truth came out, Rob and Fab were the only ones who got burned. Looking back now, it's hard not to wonder, why did everyone blame them and not the man pulling the strings? Follow Blame It on the Fame, Milli Vanilli, on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of Blame It on the Fame early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Hi, it's Stephen Colbert, and I'm here to tell you about The Late Show Pod Show, which is the podcast of The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, and I'm here with my producer of the podcast, Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi, Stephen.
And how long have you been the producer of this?
We've been doing this for 2 years now.
Okay. And what is it like to attempt to get feedback from me about the podcast? Be honest about how quickly I respond to emails.
You actually respond to emails surprisingly fast.
Really? I think you might be the only person I respond to. Respond too quickly. Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah.
I expected you to lay into me.
Well, this was over the strike period.
Oh, I had time.
Yeah.
See, that doesn't count. Sure, I responded to everything because responding to you putting reruns up on the podcast was like a form of employment.
Yeah.
And I felt like I had something to get up for every day. So thank you for that. Listen to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert wherever you get your podcasts.